I want to make a statement on which everything I'm getting ready to say today is based, and here it is. Life punishes the lazy, but lavishly rewards the diligent. Get that in your head. Life punishes the lazy, but lavishly rewards the diligent. One of the things that we've got to get clear about Christianity in America, and that is being a Christian is not an excuse for hard work. There are a lot of people who talk about God, and what they're really talking about is magic. I'm waiting on God to show me the way. Well, dude, why don't you do something while you're waiting? Like, get a job. You single guys out there looking to marry a good woman, find you a good woman, lean over and whisper in her ear and say, I got a job. And it ain't delivering pizzas. I can take care of you, baby. I can buy you shoes. She'll marry you right then. Can I hear an amen? We're in this series, Accept No Mediocre Life. And I have to tell you that a lot of people who call themselves Christians don't look like them to me. I'm not talking about smoking and chewing and running the women who do. I'm not talking about who you vote for. I'm talking about how you live, dude. I'm talking about getting up, getting out, suiting up, showing up, and doing the next right thing and making something of your life. God will not live your life for you. Not even God can steer a parked car. So in this book, this series we've been talking about, we're talking about what it takes to excel, what it takes to really excel at my one and only life, this life that is passing by so rapidly and will soon be over for us all. What is it that we are here to do in this moment? We are here to do the best, be the best me I can be where I am with what I have in the time allotted. So we've taken those four ideas apart and we've been dealing with being the best me. We're talking about that I will embrace my uniqueness. I am creating the image of God, a different DNA fingerprint. There, while there are billions of people, there's only one of me and only one of you. God had something special in mind when he made you. He gifted you, crafted you, put together, and you are who he says you are. You have what he says you have, and you can do what he says you can do. And do not listen to the dissenting voices that will try to rob you of your destiny. Do not do it. I will embrace my uniqueness. I will be the real deal, which simply means that I do not have to use other people to get to where I need to be. I'm going to be who God says I am. I'm going to live my life on the basis of his worth and my worthiness in his love. I don't have to, you don't have to lie, cheat, and steal and manipulate and get to where I'm going on the backs of other people. I will be real, open, and honest. And there'll be plenty of people in God's providence who will want to help me get to where I should be. And this morning was just simply an affirmation that I will be the kind of person who can do more than is expected, that I can go the extra mile, understanding that there is no traffic jam on the extra mile. Listen to what the scriptures say. Just as you excel in everything, this is how we are supposed to demonstrate our faith. Not talking about God. Have you ever been around people who talk about God and you just want to, you flinch because you know something weird is getting ready to come out their mouth? If you love God, get a job. Work hard. Earn your way. Be a blessing. When the offering plate comes around, put something in it. Stop taking change. You know what I'm saying? Get up and be a man, be a woman, get a job, make some money, make something of yourself. Amen? Instead of using God as, I'm just waiting on the Lord to show me what I should do. I'm waiting on the Lord to show me where I should go. Well, you know what? Help him out. Get up and start moving. Amen? Just as you excel in everything. See, you're like, yeah, whatever. You're just going to listen to this until we go eat, right? Come on, boy. Just as you excel in everything, in faith, in speech, in complete in knowledge and complete earnestness, and in your love for us, see that you also excel in the grace of giving. See, people who are alive, people who are engaged, people who are empowered by the life of God in Jesus Christ are displayed in being generous. They're givers, they're lovers, they're helpers. They're the people who want to make something of the world. This is why we are here. How about this one? For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we don't stop praying for you, asking God to fill you with the knowledge of his will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding. What is that? That is this, that you would live a life worthy of the Lord and may please him in every way. You say, I want to live a life worthy of the Lord, though I don't have to. Isn't that awesome? Nothing I have to do. I don't have to do anything. I'm loved as I am where I am. I can be a lazy bum and go to heaven. Oh, yeah. I can even be a Democrat and go to heaven. A Republican. You can be a redneck. You can be a biker. You can be a fisherman. I don't know why you would want to go to heaven, but you can, you know, you can do it. I mean, we have this idea that we do what we do in order to earn our place in eternity. Absolutely not. But here it is, if you are well loved by your Savior Jesus Christ, if he has made a difference in your heart, then he will make a difference in how you live your life. And if the difference of your faith isn't showing up in your everyday life, then you've missed something, dude. You've got religion. If Christianity, if your love for Christ, if your connection to God doesn't empower you and inspire you and motivate you, then you got religion. You got something that's dead. It's a weight you're carrying around rather than something that inspires. Listen, for those of us who are followers of Jesus, let's shut up until we put up, right? Let's just be an inspiration to people so they say, what is it that animates and motivates you? What is it that gets you up? What is it that gets you back in the game when you've been kicked and betrayed and bruised and broken? Jesus. Just getting up every day, suiting up, showing up, doing the next right thing, trusting that God will add his blessing to it. Amen. But listen to me, life punishes the lazy, but lavishly rewards the diligent. I will go the extra mile because I can. I'm not going to be some sad dog spreading gloom, right? I'm going to be a man who wakes up every day and knows I have work to do. Now, you may be here, you've had a job, or you're afraid you're going to lose your job. Well, good. This is a good thing to realize that your job is not your God. That God is your God. And he can provide you in many different ways and will continue to do so. So as a follower of Jesus, I'm going to fully embrace who I am, be the absolute best me. I'm not going to try to be you or someone else. I'm not going to try to, I'm not going to worry about whether or not I'm keeping up with the Joneses. I'm going to get up every day and trust that God has something for me. All I got to do is not be lazy and engage, right? Engage. Get up off your good intentions and quit saying, oh, I'm depressed. Well, stop being depressed. How you feel now? I mean, the world has been changed by people who have felt less than stellar, right? I mean, people do it all the time. People get up and show up feeling less than happy to be there. But you don't have to tell everybody. You don't say, well, I don't want to be here. Well, go home. Give somebody else a job. Fall over dead. We need the space, you know, seriously. But if you're going to be a Christian, you're going to be engaged, get up every day and show up and do your absolute best. And when you've done that, then you know what? Let God deal with the rest of it. Amen. Let God fight your battles. Let God, provide for you in the ways he chooses. But not even God can bless a lazy person. Are you with me? Life punishes the lazy, lavishly rewards the diligent. So let me explain what I mean by how to go the extra mile. I love this story in the Old Testament of Daniel. If you don't know the story, Daniel was 18 years old when he was taken off into bondage. He was raised in a hostile environment. If anyone could have been raised to be a terrorist and strap on some dynamite and walk in and kill the king, it would have been Daniel. He could have been the kind of guy who said, you know what? I've been stolen. I've been mistreated. I have an addiction. Because everybody today is addicted, right? Or has ADD or AOL or SUV or FBI or the CIA or whatever it is. Everything, every day, every way to behave badly there is, we have a justification for it, don't we? Are you trying to steal my voice? Is that what you're trying to do? Put me in the dark? No, I'm fine. Listen. God called you to make something of this world, to make something of your life important. And you're going to have to engage. Daniel did. And listen to what the scriptures say about Daniel, this guy who lived in captivity. Now, Daniel so distinguished himself among the administrators and the other lower level satrap administrators, his exceptional qualities that the king planned to set him over the whole kingdom. What stood out about Daniel? His exceptional qualities. Where did he develop them? In captivity, in a hostile environment. In a place where most of us would excuse ourselves and say, the minute life, everything in life lines up, I'm going to be amazing. No, you're not. No, you're not. The minute I have the money, I'm going to go to school. No, you won't. You'll just borrow the money, get out of college, have $95,000 worth of college debt, and be working for $10.95 at Domino's. It doesn't work that way, ladies and gentlemen. You have to show up every single day and engage in the hostile environment, in the less than perfect environment, the less than financial stability and all the rest that all of us are handed. Do you understand what I'm saying? And being a follower of Jesus is, if it doesn't make a difference here, tell me in God's name, where does it make a difference? So let's just talk about this practically, how we excel and go the extra mile, do more than is expected. Be diligent as an act of service to God, not as something that we just have to do. Okay? Let me give you this perspective. Here's the first thing. How about every day you get up and give everything you do, everything you've got? How about we start right there? Okay? You don't have to have a degree. You don't have to have a special privilege. You don't have to have parents who even loved you. You may be abandoned. You may have had none of the benefits the rest of us have had. But you can give everything you do, everything you've got. Listen to this perspective. Whatever you do, work at it with all of your what? Heart. As though you're working for the Lord, not men. Because that's exactly what's happened. I work for the Lord. I work like the Lord. I expect that my reward comes from the Lord. Yes or no? Do we believe this stuff or do we not? Okay, so we're going to give up every day and we're going to give everything we do, everything we've got. Let me illustrate. I was at a bookstore the other day. I love bookstores, like going to bookstores. Just love being around books, smelling books, walking around books, holding books. But this bookstore, I could tell you the name, but you'll find out soon enough because they're going to all close ultimately. Amazon's killing the books, iPad killing the books, Kindle killing the books, just killing the book. Nobody's reading books. Men don't read books. Women only carry books. Dogs chew up books. Nobody wants a book. I wouldn't even write a book if I were you. I'd just stop writing books. Matter of fact, we ain't going to read anymore. It's a sad world, ain't it? Yeah, right. So you heard that story? You ever heard this stuff? This is what we hear every day. We drink out of that faucet every single day about how bad life is. Nobody, blah, 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 blah. Okay, here's the deal. It's at the bookstore. A lot of nice people working in the bookstore, but they put Bubba at the cash register. Tell me why. Bubba's still living in the basement of his mama's home. Bubba. Bubba, who is so socially awkward, the water fountain has a problem with him. You know what I'm saying? I'm standing there, I want to buy a book. Matter of fact, I was going to buy my wife a book. She does not have that book because I'm standing there 25 minutes waiting for Bubba to wait on two people. That bookstore is going to close one day, and we know what we're going to do. We're going to blame the global economy. Japan has stolen all of the good bookstore people and shipped them to China. Some other silly excuse that we'll all believe and swallow. Oh, life is so bad. Life is so bad. Grow up. Get up, suit up, show up, give everything you have, everything you've got. Why not? Why not? If you work for the Lord and like the Lord, you can expect your reward comes from the Lord. But those of us who call ourselves Christians, we're just weird. Instead of shutting up and showing people that we are good, hardworking people, that we can smile, that we can do the most menial job with excellence. Amen? I mean, if you're cooking pizzas, cook pizzas for Jesus, right? If you're cooking pasta, cook pasta for Jesus. If you're sweeping the floor, sweep the floor for the Lord, right? Instead of, boy, I just hate this job. Well, you know what? You have that attitude, and it'll be guaranteed you'll always have that job. We've all had menial jobs, have we not? If you have been born and been graduated to wonderful, we hate your guts. We hope you die soon. But most of us have had to work hard at things that we don't really care for that much. I've delivered papers. You've done really crazy things. Why? It built our character, our integrity. It got us up out of bed and got us engaged. No, it's not the job of our dreams. But listen, you get the job of your dreams and you'll find a reason to hate it too. If you don't get this right. No dream job is fun all the time. No, I mean, you know what? Really? Okay, I got to go on. So here's number one. Give everything you do, everything you've got. You can do that, right? You can do that. You don't have to have a PhD to do that. Here's the second thing. Know what it takes to excel. Do you see a man or a woman skilled at his work? He will serve. Here's a promise. He will serve before kings. He will not serve before obscure men. This is a promise. God says, here's the deal. I've given you a body and a brain. You can use that brain. And if you use that brain to get smarter, I'll promote you. I'll see that the right opportunities open up for you at the right time. Matter of fact, we're going to talk about that next week. But you got to get smarter. Here's a problem. Someone asked me the other day in the email, we were having a discussion. He says, do you think the American university system has failed us? And I would answer absolutely, positively, without question. We are paying hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars. There are people who are coming out of a university with a 4-year degree with $100,000 in debt and don't know how to get a job. Shame on us. You know why? Because university is just like school. This is what we do. We get up and we go begrudgingly. We don't go to learn. We go to memorize what we think the teacher wants and vomit it back on a test in order to get a stupid grade. I would say freaking grade, but that wouldn't be nice to say in public. But do we learn? And then, all right, now that I'm on this rant, let's just go a little bit further. And we take our teachers and we beat them to death with regulations and rules passed by a bunch of goobers somewhere in another state. And we pay them dirt and we expect them to make our kids wonderful. Shame on us. In our culture, we value baseball players more than we do kindergarten teachers. Shame on us. Amen, Brother Dave. Thank you, brother. That's preaching. So by the time a young guy or young gal gets out of college and graduate school and starts teaching for 4 or 5 years, we have just beat all the fun out of them. Because they're in the system, and we're not educating our kids to love, to know how to learn. Oh, come on. But I have to tell you, I have chosen not to participate in that insanity. All my girls have gone to college. It's important to go to get a good education. Why? To learn, to love, to learn over a lifetime. So here's my point. There has never been an easier time in the history of the world to get the information you need to excel at whatever you want to do. Right? Come on. You can learn. When's the last time you read a book? Hey, listen, guys, if you don't read books, don't brag about it. We already know. If it's a gathering for guys to say, we're going to read a book, some of them say, I ain't going to read no book. We're going to read a book, I ain't going. I ain't read a book in 4 or 5 years. It ain't done me no harm. Yeah, right. You got green teeth, too. Listen. Do you see a man skilled in his work? How do you get skilled in your work? By learning, by getting information and trying that information, and by experience and by academics. Academics are wonderful things. But listen, we need to stop this insanity in saying, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to college and I'm going to get out. I'm going to sell my books and I'm never going to learn another thing and I'm going to have a wonderful career. No, you won't. You're going to be miserable because attendance-based compensation is over. Showing up and getting a paycheck to push a button, that day is dead. You can curse it all you want to. I think it's wonderful. Because guess what? We now get to use our brains. For those of us who love to take initiative, this is the best day you've ever been born. For lazy people, you are screwed. Woo! Praise the Lord. Finally. All right, here's the third one. Again, everything I've already told you costs you money, doesn't it? No, it costs you nothing. And it can earn you a lifetime, not only of money, but respect. And you can leave a legacy for the next generation. Here's the third point on the extra mile. Approach each challenge with enthusiasm. Enthusiasm. Okay, here's an idea. I got this. This is a newfangled, modern. I got this off the internet. Smile. Smile. Who wants to hire a sad dog spreading gloom? Who wants to eat? Who wants to be related to one? Listen, nobody marries a boring person not having fun, but most of us wind up there. Amen? Smile, be enthusiastic. What does it cost you? Nothing. Well, I'm not just enthusiastic. No, you're lazy. That's what you are. Come on, show up. Listen, how many of you know that really, seriously? Are we this stupid? How many of you know that just showing up and smiling is about 75% of the job done? I mean, what would happen in the morning? A bunch of people dragging in late, whining and mailing complaining about my job. Mind you, see the traffic on 65. I tell you what, that's just terrible. Well, stay home. Nobody makes you have a car with gas and a highway. Stay home. There's some other people who would love to have your job. Love to have the opportunities you have. Love to have the wealth that you enjoy and the privileges that have come to you on the backs of really hardworking people who have gone before us, who have died for our freedoms and pay taxes to create the roads in which we drive. What are we? Just a bunch of whining, moaning complainers who just are so fitful that we have an excuse and a disease for every bad attitude we've ever thought about having. Well, I got ADD. I got ADD. Got me some medication for that. It's called marijuana, right? Oh, I don't know. What? Seriously? I mean, we have all these acronyms and diseases and recovery program. We got sex addiction recovery. We got this. And I understand. Trust me. I totally understand that there are things to which our bodies get physiologically and chemically dependent upon. Trust me. I know that I've lived it. I've walked it with family members. But I'm also not stupid to know that a lot of us are just using our laziness as excuses to just stay the way we are. And here's the problem. It would be okay if that it just affected you, but it affects the rest of us too. Because you know what? We got to pay for you and we're sick of it. And we got to carry you. We got to try to encourage you and try to bless you. What we'd like to do is just kick you in the head in Jesus' name and get you to wake up. Sometimes the best thing that can happen to you is a kick in the rear end in the name of Jesus. Well, God would never do that. Oh, yes, he would. So just listen. Never be lazy in your work, but serve the Lord. How? Enthusiastically. Just get up every day and say, God, thank you for the privilege. Listen, you can't be enthusiastic when you get up every day and you have the privilege to be alive. You're alive. You have everything. If you wake up every day, anything is possible. You can recover anything. You can build a business. You can start something. You can write a book. You can write a song. We live in a great town where you can wait. You can work at Grady's or we don't even have that anymore, do we? Shoney's. Shoney's. You can work at Shoney's and write a hit record. It's been done. I mean, really, seriously, getting up every day, being glad to be alive, just be enthusiastic. Listen, if you are a brother from another mother, sister from another mister, if somebody asks you how you are and you feel like dirt, do us all a favor, lie. Lie. Learn how to lie. I feel great. I feel great, man. Life is good. Okay, maybe it sucks, okay? But what have you lost? See, I'm serious, really. What have you lost by trying to show people, you know what? I can go through, everyone goes through stuff. I can lose my mother died, my father would die, my brother died. I mean, you know, I've been thinking about all the bad things that happened to me. I should get a pass. I should be able to whine from now to the time I die. Love you so hard. Love you so bad. Yeah, it is. Absolutely. For all of us. So what else you got? Amen? You see, are you the kind of person who sees the possibility in every obstacle or an obstacle in every possibility? And don't tell me you were born that way. This is a choice. If you're a Christian, choose to be positive or just shut up and don't tell anybody and ruin it for the rest of us. Amen. I mean, I say that in the love of Jesus. I wouldn't say shut up meanly. I would say it lovingly. Right? All these mean. How many of you met these people who call themselves religious? They're just mean. They're just mean. They're mean and judgmental and harsh. Instead of people who say, you know what, I'm going to give up every day and I'm going to show up. I'm going to give everything I do, everything I've got. This may not be the job of my dreams. It's not the best job you're ever going to have or the most money you're ever going to make. But you know what? I can't only be here today. And so I'm going to be fully here and fully engaged here today. I'm going to smile. I'm going to lean forward. I'm going to learn what I can. I'm going to be enthusiastic. I'm going to put on. I'm going to fake it if I have to. And then when I get home and I die in a pile, I'm going to gather God and some other close friends around me who will help love me and take care of me until I grow and become stronger and I can stand on my own two feet. Do you understand what I'm saying? We need some people in the world, men and women of faith who know their God and who are strong and courageous and bold. When you get with God, here's what we do. We whine and complain to the people who can't do anything for us because they're messed up as we are. And then we go to God and say, oh, Lord, how are you doing today? It's good to say God bless you. I mean, bless yourself. Just bless the Lord. Bless this Lord. Thank you for this food. Thank you for our friends. Let's thank you. What we should be doing is if we got to cuss, fuss, and otherwise act out, we ought to do it in front of God rather than other people. Because he can handle it. He has seen your kind before. He knows that you are bankrupt. Jesus said, blessed are the poor, the bankrupt. He understands that without him, you are nothing. He understands without him, you are a parked car trying to steer yourself to a preferred destination. And he's willing to love you and embrace you and make you more than you are. Why would he tell us to live a life worthy? Why would he say that you folks who are animated by the love of Jesus Christ are now showing other people the excellence of your knowledge and your attitude? Huh? So I'm going to give everything I've got, everything I do, everything I've got. You can do that. You don't have to be a spiritual giant to do that. I'm going to learn. I'm going to be the best at what I do. I'm going to know more than other people. I'm going to learn. I'm going to be knowledgeable. I'm going to develop my skill because I understand that if I get really, 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 really good at what I do and really, 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 really increase the value of what I know, then there'll be people out there who want what I do and what I know. This ain't rocket science, is it? How about this one? Be the first. I know this is asking too much, but I'm just going to shoot for the moon. Be the first to act intelligently. Again, as a Christian, I ought to be able to act intelligently, right? Have you ever awakened with a case of the stupids? You didn't know who gave it to you? There is no antidote to that. Listen to this. As vinegar to the teeth and smoke to the eyes, so is a sluggard to those who send it. If you are, listen, you are going to be in work and home environments where people are upset and mad at each other. Is this new news to you? And they're going to act like big babies. They act like, it's one thing to act like a baby at home. It's another thing to act like a baby at work. You're at work and you're a big baby. I'm not emailing him. I done emailed him 5 times and I'm going to make him email me back. He emailed me back and really short with me in that email. I'm not emailing him back. I'm just going to act like he ain't here. Really? Which means the rest of us are going to suffer because you act like a big baby. I was at that meeting of the days, and they didn't ask me my opinion of the days. They don't really value me in my work anymore, so I'm just going to just do the bare minimum. Well, go home, give back the money. Or grow a brain and grow up. Can I hear an amen? Listen, be the first to act intelligently. Listen, the best person in the relationship is the first person to do the right thing. Ooh, I said that. Let's write that down. Write that down. Somebody write that down. The best person is the first person to do the right thing. Amen? You say you're in a marriage relationship and your wife is treating you, not treating you like you deserve. You poor man, you. And you're just going to punish her by giving her the silent treatment. You know what she'll do? She'll just turn on TV, watch the shopping channel. Why not be a man and be the first one to make up? You know what I'm saying? Be the first one to act intelligent. Grow up. Be the man. Be the woman. Be the first one to say, I'm sorry. Be the first one to say, you know what? For all this length of time, I got it wrong. And if you'll give me your grace and your forgiveness, I'll work really hard to get it right. You know the smartest thing you can do after stupid? Admit it, apologize, and try to get smarter with the help of other people. Right? I started listening to Dave Ramsey the other day. I've been resisting it. I don't want to listen to this financial advice and all this stuff. It's boring. Oh my gosh, it's like a soap opera without a TV. Anybody ever listened? I mean, if you've never listened to this, it's like Dave Ramsey's the financial guy and he has a radio show and people call in. I mean, it's like what? He's on TV, what, 14 hours a day on radio, something like that? I mean, how can you talk about, what can you talk about that much time? Oh my Lord. Stupid is interesting, isn't it? It's fascinating. People call in with stuff. You think, it couldn't get weirder than that. And then it does. You know what I'm saying? I'm absolutely amazed at the number of people, the very fundamental basic things that the Bible teaches, people are totally ignorant of. Totally ignorant of what the scriptures teach. And so I just want to help you today. Here's one, just one little point. You can never stand before God and say, I didn't know, Lord, Pastor Dave didn't tell me. Here it is. Lazy is dumb. Diligent is good. Work is good. Lazy is bad. Not even God can bless lazy. You're not sick, you're just human. Come on, come on. Get off your medication. I mean, how do people know they're sick? They're so medicated most of the time. I don't know, I feel pretty good. And then these people are driving cars next to you going, hey, how you doing? I got a OL CIA. And I'm texting and driving while medicated. I mean, there is a God. We're still alive. There has to be a God. Our stupidity would have killed each other, run into each other, run over each other. Listen, if you are going to love life and embrace every moment of it, you're going to have to be a person who realizes that God put you here for a reason, and sometimes it's going to be hard, and it's going to be difficult, and it's not going to be fun, and it's not going to be exciting, and it's not going to be immediately rewarding. But if you are a man or a woman who understands that you are always in control of your choices, you are a person who ultimately will not just win, but will leave a legacy worth following. Amen. Amen. So I'm going to get up every day. I'm going to give everything I do, everything I've got. I'm going to know what it takes to excel in my line of work. I'm going to approach every task, even if it may be a mundane task, with enthusiasm. I'm going to be the first one to act intelligently. And I will close with this one because I'm already 3 minutes over. Should I do this one? I'll just do this one. I'll do this one. Earn a reputation for reliability. Like a bad tooth or a lame foot is reliance on the unfaithful in times of trouble. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the most unbelievably beautiful, redemptive abilities is reliability. To rely on a person. To do what you say, you will do it. When you will do it without a contract. Have you ever signed contracts? You know what they are? Worthless. Unless you want to go nuclear. And who does?
I'm going to take you to court. I'm going to sue your pants off.
Really? Are you? Try that sometime. You'll lose your shirt. I mean, come on. I mean, contracts and promises. If you're on TV, double back money guaranteed. Double back money guaranteed. Liar, liar, pants on fire. Number one, you couldn't find where these people are. They're in Malaysia somewhere. Selling sex potency pills.
Double that money guarantee. You want your money back, right? Where are they? I don't know.
Listen, showing up is half a gig, isn't it? Doing what you say, showing up, being reliable, not being like a bad tooth or a lame foot, that you're reminded of every step you take. Oh, here's the bottom line, ladies and gentlemen. It ain't really that hard. I said ain't on purpose. I'm an educated ain't user. It really ain't that hard to excel at life because so many people have adopted mediocre. Don't be one of them. And if you are one of them and you love God, don't tell nobody. Let's pray. Father, I ask you this morning to be our inspiration. Your love and your grace. This thing called life that we get up every day and we get to live. What a privilege. What a gift. Every good and perfect gift come down from the Father of lights in whom there is no shadow of turning. You are a loving, immutable God, and your love for us will never waver or change. But you demand that we get up and move towards you, and that we get up and move into life, and you will join us there. I pray for someone, Father, who feels totally debilitated by their emotions, that you give them power to move out of that apartment, move out of that basement, move out of that hibernated state, and get somewhere, and engage with someone, and be around other people, encouragers, lift. Lovers, excited, enthusiastic people who have it hard, who have it difficult, but men are leaning in with all of their weight and all of their joy and all of their faith. And Father, bless your people. Bless them financially. Bless them relationally. Bless our marriages. Bless our children. Lift us. Let us lift others in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. God bless you guys. Have a good one.